They can make money.
They can.
Need more food, right?
Oh, you know.
Come on, sir.
Okay.
Wow, they all dead in a week. You run out of trouble and you come back again to repeat? When the chemical thing is being used to harass us and make us think of trying to open up the fire, it will be in the city on the camera.
Straight down through you, you have a CDEFG. Across you.
A chrome G is acting as a D. Well, the return
principle for itself. So he said, do re mi fa sol la si
si.
Sol la si do.
If you turn back to the door, run.
Runs across.
The base of the spine, right in front.
Or behind, either way.
Also, the
see where the basket comes in?
When you pitch fork, start banging?
Yeah.
Your foot
is made up like a pitch fork. Or a teeny fork. So that again is the rest.
But that's again the
A and the B.
Why the upper foot, let's say, with the body down. One was a
bounce, right?
So, to the base of the spine,
those frequencies are a certain reaction in the body. And you notice that the sounds in that area are all boom, 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 like the drum, right?
Hmm.
And everybody, I still can't do the drum. These are the ones they're going to do.
Yeah. You still can't do the drum, right?
Right.
Lay it down.
Drumbeat or heartbeat? One was thicker.
Wow, you're gonna have all the way down to your buttock.
Can you order me? This is the red one. This is the red one.
This is the orange line. They give it there and goes right across for this thicker.
It's
a good way to get to the mechanical identity. A and G are the same. B is going to be right now.
You did put it too high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Close.
F is coming straight down.
D is going across.
Right here.
D. That's right. It's a B. Straight down to you. Funny scenario. You say you put together in my own rap.
Yeah.
Come let us snake man in our own rap. Come let us snake man in our own rap.
Mm-hmm. Even
yeah.
Do worship anything? You mean supposing you worship anything? Unlike it? There was some of the snake man in the orange giraffe statue.
Like
what kind of giraffe statue?
Like
from?
So if the lighter sun has to be a giraffe statue for us, we can only do a stay inside of it to try and get out of it. And to stay inside it, but it has to turn back on itself. Right or wrong? Now you still need to say that for us to turn back inside ourselves to the light of the sun. We come down from the top to the bottom, CDFG. Now you think we wait. Now we turn back the other way, we go back. G, B, F. So the original going back in figure B, coming down is the F, G coming down is the red, and the A turning back is the red. So it turns back on itself. Everything turns back on itself.
What is the arm starting across?
A is the red going across, the G coming back. Orange is the B going across, it's the F coming back. Now the yellow
is above
here. From
right, it's the elbow on you.
Now that becomes the what? C again?
Yeah? C.
Interesting. That's C again. Now you're not writing C, it's back there. Down through the middle.
C.
And across to the belly, it's called gut level, man. You can't get past the gut level. Now look at the finger. This is what it's called Shiva Linga. Very good for sure. Right, gut level. Coming down is C and going across is C, right?
Yeah.
Good. Coming down the middle is D, it's in the yellow, going across the middle is D.
Yeah,
that level up is green. That's just up the throat here, the thyroid here.
It's right below.
Yeah, below.
Right at this level. Just below the
thoracic
from the bronchopathy on this one. Just following that.
The pressure is the green. Fraxilius to the right side across.
That's the D.
The yellow
above. Above. Elbow level.
Yep. Careful.
And blue is directly across the throat at the chin line. And that's the center blue. And that's E across.
Chin level, you said?
Chin level,
yeah.
Then when you get past the blue level, then you get into the darker blue, which is an indigo. And that's why you have to use the darker blue. That goes right above the brown.
This is a light blue.
So
D
down is
D across.
Right. Huh? So the ones coming across were
different than the ones going down.
D down is green.
Well,
naturally.
D is D,
or
D across?
D is D.
So if you
D
have those,
across,
would you have
D
trouble
also, yeah,
having a three-dimensional geometry?
Yeah. Yeah, but
different
we didn't talk about that yet.
Have different frequencies.
You didn't talk about that yet.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about three-dimensional geometry yet.
What is the light blue?
Excuse me?
The light blue?
The light blue goes to chin level.
Oh, but it's darker on there.
No, it's not. This is dark.
Okay.
This is blue.
Yeah.
This is indigo.
What's indigo now?
Indigo is just above the brow level. That's up. And then right on the top of the head is a small,
this is G and G.
Small crown of G. And that covers the head on the top.
The brow level is.
You ever seen the bra that those guys wear on their head?
The bronze?
That's their
that's
G.
That's the dark blue.
That's,
yeah,
their,
okay,
that's
is
their
that across the
G hammock cover.
The violet at the top.
Cover my G cover. My G string on my head.
They're wearing these lines in a different place.
What key is the blue?
This yellow line here is on the blue.
Oh my god.
And then when you did it before, I
don't
know.
Remember the thing turns back on itself.
That's what
turns back on itself.
Yeah.
It's incorporating the brain
I was watching that video. It seemed like the higher the pitch. The higher the sound,
actually,
the more complex the design was.
That's right. All right, between your toe and the top of your head, this is more complex.
Top of your head.
Then the higher pitch is there.
Top of your head.
Wow. Because that's where you begin.
Now you see where you began. You're an upside down tree. You don't know it. Man is a tree of life. Did you know that? All right, the roots of his of the tree are in here.
Okay.
Now, if you look at the tree, where are the roots located?
At the trunk.
In the bottom of the tree or the top of the tree?
The bottom of the tree.
Good. Now, listen carefully. If the human being is a tree of life, he's an upside-down tree. That means he's a reflection of. So that's the origin of reflexology.
Really?
Now, if he's an upside-down tree,
yeah.
Now, think of our actual tree. Where do you find the fruit hanging?
In the middle.
Oh, at the top of the leaves or down by your root?
Up by the leaves.
Now, if your man is an upside-down tree, where is his fruit hanging?
Away from his face.
See how you get your knowledge very fast, or don't go muck it up in music. That's why some people are dying for the wrong note. I'm doing it right
now. Right note. Turn it back on.
So. Okay. Well, that's exactly why the ancient people are always referring to these things. Man is a tree of life, upside down tree. That's
your
reflection.
Until we start
working with the physics of it, we don't know what the heck we're doing. Like this one. Why we have to work in the physics of it is the only way we can validate it. Physics don't mean materialism.
Use that dark blue.
Physics is the laws of the cosmos within the visible and the invisible ranges. There's no beyond. The word meta centuries ago was referring to beyond. Beyond physics. But there's no beyond physics. Physics is actuality, but operates in two speeds, visible speed and invisible speed is called beyond. Now, the object of the invisible speed doesn't say disintegrate. It's still solid there, but it happens to be moving faster and it's invisible to the eye. But that doesn't say it don't exist. So that was a mistake we made for centuries, trying to comprehend what people are talking about. And so the church took over that particular fixation and make you believe in some mentalist or word that people are junkies. Now today we understand the thing about that. We live in and act in two speeds, a visible speed and an invisible speed. And these three are controlled by sonics, which is a downward lines of movement and cross lines of movement. And until we understand the three are important, the existence of our own
sound.
Or the sound waves we make with our own mouth. That's why Jesus said that the bodies of man or manifestation or form or geometry doesn't exist by breath or
sound,
but by every word, frequencies. It's held together by frequencies. Atomic laws are held together by frequencies. And the human body is a reflection of this principle. So we can regulate and cater now for the first true God, Lord Help, not Lord Dollar. In the centuries ago, we were taking for Lord Dollar the expense of Lord Help. Now we're realizing we got misled. There's no devil. So we cater now to Lord Help instead of Lord Dollar.
interesting, the crosswinds are at all the interesting moments.
That's right.
And the motion from right to left causes the spinning that they call chakra or circle.
Mm-hmm. Now you see how the yogis were doing their thing, and now modern science is catching up with it, like delineating it more accurately,
mm-hmm.
so that you could be in better control of your vehicle and not panic. What we're trying to do is how to drive our own car, pick up our own path and live it and not run from it. So health is not a goal, it's a process, but it's the highest potential experience of health. Heote. That's my Jewish word for health. Heote. He is all there is. If you pronounce it in English, you call it health. But if you don't want it, go to hell.
And you'll find him hell.
Yeah, you're going to find him here right there. No matter how you run from heaven or hell, he's still in the hell, right? The first few letters will catch you. So that's how we're going to come back to the same place. And that's the hell of it. Okay. C, D, E, F, G. And A, B, C, D, F, G, A is across. So we don't go away from the sun. Now, once you got the two large bodies designed, set up, then we can do the two small ones. That's the basic reflection. Then we come back, we'll set up the frequency dosage and get those small ones and reference levels. You see there, the foot is the next way man was able to heal himself or relate to the frequency by using the foot as a reflection reference.
Sure.
Here,
Rex?
No.
Oh, you got them all right.
Down here?
Mm-hmm. Not really. That's okay.
The back of the body. Then you move over to the inside of the eye is green.
Yellow.
Then to the dead center of the eye, the edge of it is
yellow.
And then go past the edge of the eye is orange. Then come right out to the ears, and the full skin is red.
The yellow goes right through the eye?
Center of the eye.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. That's better than a coloring book.
With this one?
Okay.
So your indigo level and your violet level actually collide inside the three dimension. So it's not on the surface.
The indigo level and the violet level collide?
Well, remember how you saw on the film? Everything was how it was coming from the inside
back.
The outside.
They converge.
They converge on the inside.
They go away. Nothing goes away. There's no such thing as a going away or going down. Everything is converging back on itself. It's back on itself.
Like a battery.
It has to blend.
It has to come this way or that. The boundary lines of the universe is a circle. Its activity is convergence. So, recall it the harmonic one.
It doesn't matter if it goes this way, Donald, this way, or this way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because they still argue the theory on which direction the charge goes on the battery.
Don't confuse the object you're living on, creating the illusion of convergence. A battery in America doesn't work the same way as a battery in Peru.
Below the equator.
And so you have a what?
That's right.
A Mobius strip reaction.
Charge.
You got a Mobius strip reaction, a figure eight movement.
Yeah.
So therefore, the planet that you live on is predetermining the inverse
reconciliation of the movement to converge in itself back, to compensate itself for its own continuity by being a figure eight.
That's what they use, that's what that Denison uses in educational kinesiology, is having you go through movements using a figure eight.
Yes.
That because there's no way to get around the principle that your belly button is where it converges like that. If you were to take your head and come down to your belly button, one curve, and then go the opposite way to your foot, you'd see the same principle like that. It's a figure eight going on in your body.
So if you make, if you draw the figure eight then, with one hand, two hands, one hand here, then what you're doing is lining up the...
Exactly.
That's right. A kinesiological realignment of the brain and the spirit.
So then it keeps everything...
That's why you do that?
Like that?
You're lining up the hemispheres or the lines forced through you?
That's how you do that breath.
Lines are forced.
Right. Yeah. So you do one hand, two...
This is how it goes.
In one hand.
Yeah. This is turned this way, though. It's moving this way through the body.
Mm-hmm.
This, like this.
Interesting thing is, my tennis coach doesn't know this, but he taught me how to do the eights before I start to play. He's not aware of this at all. The interesting thing is, he's aware of it on an intuitive level, but not on a level that he understands this.
Yeah.
Just from being so intuitive, from being so aware of what he's doing, he teaches that. Because when you do your motion, it's here, there's your back end, there's your forehand. And the thing is, if you don't have the loop, you don't have flow, you don't have continuity. So if you play like this, here, there's no rhythm. When you have this, then you have the momentum coming here for your shot where you don't have to generate it. It generates itself right here. So
biolinguistics is kinesiology.
Right there. Forehand, backhand.
Body
top. Body top is kinesiology. So we say your body don't lie to itself. It's one of neurolinguistics.
But what I need to do is, before I warm up, not just do it right-handed, do it two-handed,
right.
And also do it left-handed.
Okay.
But you have to start on the upward arc, not on the downward arc.
So, because why? You have an ascending function and a descending function going on, and you like it or not.
Right.
Up the right, down the left. If it goes up the left and down the right, it's a barrier.
That's what we get these for.
Not even in South America, you can't go up the left and come on the right.
Well, that's what happened with the
electrical
charge
and something
like
this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The ship goes backwards.
And they break up.
And they break up.
Oh, poopy,
so
I just got my
happens.
Line in the wrong spot.
You go up the right.
Up the, yeah, you said up the left. Up the right and down the left.
Yeah, but
up
you can't
the
go
right.
Up the left and down the right.
Down.
You break up your body.
Okay.
It's like this. Life
course. Clockwise. Even if you go to South America, you're going to have to shift back here.
Right.
No matter if the toilet bowl may be upside down.
Is it hanging in the air, or does
the
water run down?
You got to bring your gravity boots on.
All that does is it changes the flow inside your body. It doesn't change the flow from this way to this way.
But I mean, even without even thinking about it, it's still got to be right this way.
See,
because you can't hit it the other way.
Right,
don't
exactly.
Work the other way.
Why did you go to South America, right?
Unless I'm in South America?
Even
in South America, you've got to follow the same principle.
That's right.
It's a biologically set up.
Yeah.
Up the right, down the left. So what you understand is now you're in control of the thing.
Each wrist has a figure eight.
Mm-hmm.
Each ankle has a figure eight. And this portion has a figure eight.
The one in the middle has some different colors.
Huh?
The figure eight in the middle, I remember it. Doesn't it have different colors?
Mm-hmm. It does, but just for general purposes, we're just doing it in one color.
You would have all the colors.
Unless you want to go into that.
Right, so we want to get something straight on. That's the color. You can have all the colors there in the figure eight. Just to represent
us. There's no particular formation.
Oh, okay.
There's not in the socket over there.
They're all going to collide now, there.
Oh, my God, Brother Jesus. Oh, Mary. Brother Jesus.
I came on Easter.
He came on Easter. He went to the window and ran in there.
That's good.
Keeping track. Yeah. You know, the funny thing on your St. Peter Bell boy.
he has to come looking for you?
Yeah.
St. Peter Bell boy?
Bell boy.
Bell boy.
Bell boy.
So you say, Peter has given the key to the king of heaven and hell. And you got to take vacation now and then, so you need a bell boy watching like he's close around the key. So I always carry the keys to the king of heaven and hell to stop them, like, hit here. You ever see those keys?
Yeah, we got enough keys for everybody in this room. And then some.
Well, I'm just Bill Blight. I got to work hard. Alright.
The keys to heaven and the keys to hell, huh?
Okay, you got your cross to feed there ready?
Yeah.
Good. Now, the lines of force in the environment operates on the right side ascending. And look at the front of the body. Let's take the front of the body.
Mm-hmm.
The right side ascending. You can draw the lines of force right now. The right side ascending is the pineal side of the body.
That way it always finishes its treatment like this.
That's right.
Feel it?
Right side, front of the
body. You figured it out.
You realign the magnetic?
No.
Uh-huh.
The left side descending is the male side of the body.
One is done in gray for female,
gray and
black,
black
for male.
There's the female is in gray and the male is black.
Uh-oh.
So you got gray, black there.
Uh-oh.
So you can't go wrong. The male is black, the female is gray.
When you start relating to color therapy, you don't know why.
Not it.
And the right side is the male and the left side is the female ascending right, descending left. That's the front of the body. Female is right side, male is left side, front of the body. Black is the male, and gray is the female. Look at the front of the body. Ascending on the right side, descending on the left side. Male is left side, female is right side, gray is female, black is male. That's the front of your body. Don't confuse it with the back of the body now.
Is that the energy that's inside, or?
It's around you.
It's around you?
Yes, we're going to demonstrate.
Okay.
Now, let him talk now. He needs to talk.
I use your spots there. Thank you.
On the back, we do the same thing. The left back is the female, going on the ascending side. Up on the left back, gray. Down on the right back is male. I use Venus and Pisces, Venus and Mars as the symbols. You can use them that way, or you can use male and female.
Now once you see the lines, you'll notice they didn't move. The colors didn't move, but something moved.
The checkerboard.
The human being,
gray.
The human being turned around. That's all that happened there.
This is gray, black. This is gray, black.
The lines of force are in the environment around you. They don't move. I'm walking towards you, and the lines of force are going like this. Up this way, down this way. So if I face you, what color is the lines of force on the right side of my body?
On the right side of his body?
It better be gray.
Good. What direction is it going?
Up, ascending.
Good. Okay, now, I'm going to turn my back to you. Tell me now, which side, what color now?
Gray is on this side, and black
is on
this side. This side.
Sure. Ascending, descending.
Right is ascending, left is ascending.
Now you know. What are you saying?
Nope. Left is ascending, right is descending.
I'm listening because I'm on the last
note. Gray is left.
I turn my back to you. Where is the gray now?
Left.
Right.
On the left. It's
going in clockwise motion.
On the left, yeah.
The direction doesn't
still
change.
The
body
same.
Has moved, but the direction doesn't change.
The lines of force don't move.
Change, yeah.
They're
don't
stationary,
okay.
Going up and down in a circle. My body is turning in it. That tells you right now, next time you do martial arts, if you love your neighbor, when you hit him, you can always provide him a nice carriage to keep him around. You don't want him to be around, hit him a certain when he's over. They don't like the force of covering. So
here?
Right, okay.
The fourth cervical?
Yeah.
And the fourth thoracic?
Right. So the lines of force are surrounding you, but the body turns around in it, providing this phenomenon. So it turns back on itself. The lines of force are not on you. They surround you. You move around in it. Because you have a front and a back, right? Now if you got a front and a back, where's the seat?
So that's because your body is circular unto itself and self-contained.
It has to move around in the lines of force. The lines of force are set up by the planet to another planet. All the planets are working within lines of force, like figure eights to themselves. And we, the occupant, are a free agent, can travel back and forth in it, but the lines of force can only affect us when we turn in them. So, over here is the female function, ascending, gray. Over here is the male function, descending, black. If I turn around, over here automatically becomes the same color, gray, and down here becomes black. Well, all I did was turn around in the lines of force. I can't change the lines of force, but I can change my position in it, which automatically changes the frequency reaction in my body. So if your mother kicked you because she didn't like you, and you show up at a therapist's office with a rocky right knee, we know who kicked you.
I was going to say, always make sure you turn your button.
Right. So if your daddy kicked you and it lands on your body, and you show up at the therapist's office, they'll always know who kicked you. So, because the point of impact would be registering on one part of your anatomy, and that will tell the therapist which person is close to you, a male or a female person. That's how you identify the trauma from it. But the color will be there, because you're already working with colors. So, if it's a female person, the color will be gray. If it's a male person, the color will be black.
No matter where they hit you, huh?
No matter where they hit you. But then you see they'll also land on the spot perfectly to match the color. That's the comedy of it.
So what is it not? It's not the factual fact that they hit you. It's the energy that...
All right, now remember what you're saying, because where is the energy stored up in them? Their mouth, their body, or... Because they carry you inside of them.
You're part of each of them.
Unified field, F-I-E-L-D. When they come out, they cut the cord to make you think you're individual. It's F-E-E-L. So the Eastern tradition is, Krishna says to Arjuna, be in the world, but not of the world. And everybody thought he meant be in the W-O-R-L-D, but not in the W-O-R-L-D. So they wrote that down, and everybody's gone wrong, parroting it, don't know what the hell they say. But Krishna said, be in the W-O-R-L-D, but not in the W-H-I-R-L of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference. When you understand what he says, now you can work with it, because it's right there in front of you. In this world, W-O-R-L-D, there are lines of force constantly there. Your moving mechanism can be healthy or sick if you know how to work in the W-H-I-R element. Because you turn front or back, you're caught up in the world of it. Not W-O-R-L. You're in the free flow, you are in the movements of frequencies. So you have to understand that this body here is set for sound and color in momentum. Therefore, everything is held together as a geometry by sound waves. It gets sick very easy by the mouth. It gets healthy very easy by the mouth, but the mouth doesn't know that. The brain doesn't know that. But early men recognize it, so they develop chants, sound or music, to match it. And they noticed that the human mouth was the closest thing they could do to imitate the sound that the body was generating. So, if you take your mouth, it can only do three positions. Wide open, and it goes out like, ah, ah. And it can only go like, ooh. And it can only go like, And if you were to cooperate the three movements, they'll sound like, aum, 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 aum. You ain't got no other sound. It's a polarity. Ah is positive. Ooh is negative. Mm is neutral. So, from those three movements, sounds came to integrate the body to keep it functional. And the sound that integrate to keep it functional are C, D, E, F, G. And you'll stay functional. But then there are two other sounds that will beat the shit out of you. And so all diseases are based upon the other two sounds, A and B. Now, A sounds make you hyper. B sounds make you hypo. And every musician knows that. You don't want to play what B sounds feel, really.
That's what you told me. I still don't really understand it.
Well, give me a B note.
Hmm.
Did you just run the short for the athlete?
You hear it? That's the B note. How far are you going to go with it? The engine is running short. So everything is coming to a stop. And then give me an A note.
A note?
You notice? It doesn't seem to like stimulate you. And if you want to overstimulate yourself, you just after a while you get it? But then they call it music if you organize it. If you don't organize it, they call it chanting. Right? So you go to an all-night chant program in the reservation or in the ashrams. What do you think they're doing? Exhaustion technique? But these are songs that they're trying to get back to that match the organs in your body when you're operating normal. So if you want to have a normal dose that isn't clogged up, which notes do you want to keep repeating long enough? CD, right?
Just CD, not EFT.
You can go the whole range, CDFD.
CD in your head.
Same sound they were using with that machine there on the tape.
Right, exactly. Well, before I learned that, that saved my throat from getting sore. Because I can't keep up the doggone thing long enough before I get tired. So this is what the quantum leap in the mechanical gadgetry is, the endurance length of time that I can administer it to an area to phase out the toxicity of that area that is locked into it. And it didn't get toxic in the first place if there wasn't another song that threw it out for it to become slow or fast. So it's either A or B threw it out to cause it to be slowed down. But my mouth can contribute it, because if it got slowed down by A or B, by somebody saying something I didn't like, I may end up eating the food that will contribute to what? Maintaining the symptoms that I am suffering from. So we know trauma is the cause of all the illnesses that we suffer from. And then the illnesses will fall into four other categories of eating, broken bone, bacterial or heredity. On these four, all depends on the trauma that took place, what was said at the time between the two people, your parent or you or whatever. Whatever was said, that sets the matrix, that's the trauma. And it can force you to eat lousy. You may go to the extent of the irresponsible, impractical of breaking bones, or you may contract some bacteria by being low in your immunity, or you may inherit some behavioral mechanical movement from your parents due to their own personal fixations in themselves.
Or you have a shunt.
Yes. That's where the shunt comes from. The astrological bracelet set up by the wise men centuries ago is the shunt. It's like a lightning rod to a house. Now, it's cheaper and better to shunt the karma or the reaction of cause and effect away from your body to the things you own and use instead of your body. So don't use the body as a means to pay off the bill for in or misapplied decisions or incorrect decisions. Rather use the objects or the things you work with and surround you, because you can always work to replace it. You can't always work to replace a broken arm or an eye or a nose. You know, they're gone. So that's the reason I quit trying to mop up my body. I'd rather work to repair a broken chair or a table or something than to repair a broken bone when I can't work. That's all kind of comical. It would be difficult. You got a broken bone, you can't go work. So that's how come in the autobiography of the yogi,
when Yogananda was going to have to pay the consequences with his kidney, his teacher told him, get himself a bracelet or a shunt, some kind of a bulletproof vest for the impact to take off the reaction. So he wrote a whole article in the book called Autobiography of a Yogi. The article is called Outfitting the Stars. He would like to see how he can outfit the stars. Well, he found out it can be done. It's called shunting. We know today we can insulate ourselves against the light of force to cause the reaction not to be on the human body, the damages, but the objects that we use. So if a car or a chair or a table or a refrigerator, they will go out on you and break down. It's cheaper. That way, if you were to look at your horoscope, you would see it might be your body how it will react to shunting off. My own body was 3 years ago. Then I had to learn to shunt
from the medical contact.
So we know today it's cheaper to shunt than to what?
The umbrella came down. So you're saying it has to be a physical thing. It has to be something.
Yes, it's not physical because it's matching your frequencies of your body. Because a reaction in the environment is something physical coming to hit you physically.
Not pretty much the same body.
So if that chair is physical and your body is physical, and you're coming in that door and you slip. And if you were to look at the chart says you're supposed to get a bump, but you say where, and you slip, your head hit the chair, and then you can bruise there. Or if you have a shunt, something will come up prior to the day that may break down. It's in the same configuration that would match that particular situation. So instead of having to hit your head, some instrument that may be valuable to the moment or using may suddenly start losing its capacity to function better. So that's what we call compensation. One time I was going up a hill
in
a van, and all of a sudden I noticed that the engine started to slow down and the van is sliding back, and I was going to pull over to the side and stop it. I came out and I wondered what's wrong. So, he called his dad, and his dad said, okay, that's all good. I said, into my car, and I said, do the reason after that. He said, I'll meet you up there and everything. So he took over the vehicle and everything. And then the dad said, when it will be ready. Okay, I went back, and after a while, he called us and said, it wasn't ready. We went to the garage, the dealer in itself. I said, you guys are lucky. What do you mean? Look, the rear axle of that vehicle that we took up to belonging to you, well, we don't understand how it can break the way it was. That model would be hard to get. But we had a demonstrator model here a month ago, and one of our fellows had a running accident that collapsed. And the only thing we could establish from you, that demonstrator model was the rear axle. My body looks really good. It's one of those things that I don't. So he said to the guy, how much do you owe you? He said, well, it's under warranty already.
You've been getting actual free
to repay it, but all you got to pay is the label. Well, the label was $350.
Now, if I busted my butt, I'd cut him up.
I've got to go to the hospital and pay $350. I'd rather pay what? Or you can shortcut the time and shunt it away from your body.
So the impact runs great on us.
Right, exactly. I can go to work and make $200.
I'm a busted butt, I can't work.
I still got to pay $300 to get it fixed. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the shunt is.
Okay.
There are the lines of force. And
one more thing,
you cut it off tomorrow, line up your machine.
You said CB is the one that keeps your lines of force at like center.
What do you even not like?
Thank you.
Why do you? Oh, we have a phone now or something? No, we have plenty of different.
Yeah, your story is pretty, in a way. Where do you carry your wallet?
Back there?
Yeah.
So you see, you still had a problem with your wallet.
And that's your wallet.
So that was...
I want to play mine again.
I bought this motorcycle. It's a chopper.
They're just perfect.
And they have very, front end
extended out, extended fork tubes.
And when you pulled out of an alley
right in front of me, I was going downhill.
I wasn't even going very fast, 25 miles an hour, so that was eventually. Broke the motorcycle, I hit it before.
One day I owned it. My girlfriend wanted to go for a ride with me. That morning, I said, no, you can't ride with me because I don't know how to ride this motorcycle yet. The front forks, because they were way out there, hit the car first. And that absorbed all the energy. And it just bent them right up into the engine. So the only part of me that hit the car was my unit.
So, what time of the day though?
It was
right part of the body.
About 9 o'clock in the morning. Sunday morning.
The
day before?
The day before?
No, you should get right. Keep that in her head or shove it.
Maybe she did, maybe she did. But
she really wanted to ride.
I understand that too. You see, the thing is this. Whenever an incident comes up, level of communication, always look back. They are not the cause. The blueprint calls for you to have a confrontation with a form of life that may set up a stress. But you don't know who, that person may get the blame, whether that person did the incident set up for the confrontation to resolve it.
Very good.
And so they become the reliable factor.
And therefore, it would register on the right knee to tell the therapist something. And if he didn't tell me, we would pinpoint it. But we'll go back to something more detailed. At that point in time, how old were you?
29.
All right, so we're going to deal with 2 years first, and then 11 years. At 2 years of age, what happened to you and your mom?
2 years of age?
Or 11.
No, the only real major incident I've had in my life was when I was 6. And
did you know when you were 6 or 11?
No.
You see, I didn't ask him the color yet. What color comes to mind when you think of the incident of the motorcycle?
Blue, definitely.
So what were you disappointed at, age 2 or age 11?
Pardon me?
Your mom? What were you disappointed about your mom at age 2 or age 11?
Age 11, I don't know. Age 2, I don't remember that well.
You know of anything that you were disappointed during the period?
At 11? Yeah, I remember that. She was having problems with my dad. We moved out of the city.
Your parents separated at that time?
Not for very long. It couldn't be more than a week.
I was about to ask you that, if they separated at either 2 or 11.
I think it was 11, because they would have put me in... Third grade? Is that right?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade?
Yeah.
Sixth grade? No, couldn't have been 11. And that was like only third or fourth grade.
Going to school here in California?
Oh, no. Back in New Mexico.
If it was here in California, 11 years old would be in fifth grade.
Hmm. Okay. Out there, you start school at 6.
Oh, well, then 11.
Grades. The
Yeah. Yeah, but you have year round school, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have.
No, no.
So you would be left around if you're going to the church. So the disappointment is in the
morning. You have I could feel it.
But you see, the thing is, when you say a disappointment in the moving, it
you
makes
you
weak
in
the knee. Sure. Somehow, the support system of a dad changing a position or going made you feel slightly what? Unbalanced in your psychological makeup to your physiological composure. So, that had to be resolved at some point in time. When was the autumn the motorcycle accident? How old were you then?
29.
From 11 to 29, it took those many months years for it to work itself out to be confronted. You couldn't confront it before you're 29. And at the time of the day, it would be your spleen time. You wouldn't be confronting the problem. So the problem had to come up for you to confront it and go through it. But the young lady would be the triggering agent as a what is a momental impulse. But then in actuality, she is just secondary to the actual fact that occurred when you were 11 and the body had no way to resolve it. So you can't keep these anguish patterns in our system when they occur. They have to come up at certain times to be resolved and phased out. It's the body's own natural correction process.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you say the body corrects itself if you can only understand it and look for the time frame when it comes up to be corrected and just go through it and don't blame the immediate condition that is causing the correction. Look at the immediate condition as the therapy process. Necessary, she was the necessary medicine or the pill or the injection or whatever to trigger the incident to come to the surface to correct itself.
Yeah, I totally believe that. And
so that's how it really works. No, you see, the therapy, you recognize that in the end, that's how it works. So when you look back at incidences in your life and know they are there and have been there, and there's a time when they're going to be resolved, then you can actually gain control of your own vehicle. You're the driver. You're not panicking. You're not the passenger anymore. You begin to see it, and then you can begin to correct it. So physician, heal yourself. Well, a very valid statement when Jesus said it to that man. But the man may not be aware of it under those set of circumstances, so he may have to go and do a lot of research as yet. But when we begin to understand how the thing is set up, we realize now it's self-correction is an ongoing process in everybody. So we can actually make our own contribution to our own correction by reliving or re-recognizing the incidences in our body when they occur. So at age 11, or whatever took place to set up a disappointment reaction in your system, make you feel some degree of unsteadiness with your parents, came up now at 29 to resolve itself. Now, a motorcycle is a representation of going someplace. Girl is a representation of not wanting to conform at the moment. So therefore, what is the incident is being brought up at age 11, at 29, is where your folks have to go and how would they have to conform in reference to you at the moment. Then you see yourself why whatever might have occurred make you feel stressed out doesn't come to resolve itself until another age level. The incident comes up to trigger it to correct itself. But that basically would be the causation of the direction to go in by the parents because they run the show and potential of yourself to cope with it. Can you cope with their demands or where they want to be at the moment versus how you are locked into where you have to be in the school system or what you're doing at the moment. Because if they have to move away to some place or if they have some kind of an argument between themselves, just you in a type of a, since you can't tell them what to do, it makes you feel helpless. But that's the way the process is set up. But it's not a bad process, it's just a process in time factor for immunity.
At that age level, you have to go through the exposure of something aggravating to come back and present mind to phase it off, you know. So, if you look back, how dad and mom might have been at that time, and how you might feel reacting to it. These are things we don't know the person until you have to go back into the past to find out what the experience would be in here. Yes, I don't know, return is 29th or 30th of the property of the company, so that basically is what in the sign you're born on the What's your birth sign?
I've been dealing with the Saturn return concept. I know what that one is.
All right. But what sign were you born in?
Huh? Scorpio.
That's all right. So you have to face that too. That's all right. Look, everybody's been through it. I've been through it. This is what a native law. It's called 30 years to mark up and 30 years to clean up. So we can fool ourselves for 30 years. We're entitled to it by the way in our society itself. But the cosmic law is nature, otherwise known as Saturn return, sets a pattern for self-discipline to be imposed upon ourselves, to make us self-responsible. Otherwise, we'll always act as a passenger. And the law of nature is you must pick up your own path and live it. You can't be a passenger in the universe. You have to be a driver. But nature allows you 30 years to go through the passenger syndrome before she forces the driver syndrome on you. So that foundation of any kind of an injury to your body always falls within that matrix. So when 9 came, was in the same time frame. So we know this as a natural process set up by nature, because we're evolving from 1 to 100. We're not evolving from 100 to 1. See, so learning process is an ongoing confrontation. If you're evolving from 100 to 1, you show down how smart, who wants you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're evolving from 100 to, from 1 to 100, you don't know everything, so you're always going to have to run into a confrontation. So that's valid. So whatever you're doing in the process and you're coping with it, that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. But in the coping is the understanding. If you're gaining the understanding of why it is there, how you're handling it, and not be stressed out by it, that is the importance of the health. It's when you don't understand it, even though you're going through it and you're coping, it's not satisfactory. The satisfaction comes from the understanding along with the coping.
So Donna, you had 30 revolutions in 1955 when you fell off the building?
Yeah, that's right.
He had 30 years to muck it up.
Sure did.
He really mucked it
June
on the last day.
June 22nd.
Okay.
1955.
You could have eaten an awful lot of french fries for that.
Fell off a building 30 feet and really took a dive.
Think how many pieces of fries you could have had.
I did, I landed and all the wonderful things in the world wouldn't breathe for me. All. I splattered away and oh boy, I goofed.
Gloria, would you ask?
I asked him. So I can't complain about it. So,
but the pain you went through was necessary in order for you to have accumulated the knowledge you've accumulated. How else would you have been able to accumulate that knowledge without paying that price of pain that you went through?
Solar nutrition, hopefully.
That is rather...
But what was the that was the catalyst.
That is the catalyst, because when a person tells me of a symptom that they're suffering from, prior to my incident, I wouldn't have registered a doggone thing in my head, because I grew up in a martial art consciousness, and you don't have that kind of a thinking that you're going to compassionately relate to feeling. But it's after I come through the process and I wanted to know what I am, then I began to realize that you couldn't understand another man's agony until you lived. So there was my first transformation. And you ever get humbled, and the quickest way to get humbled is when a nurse got to lift you, put a bedpan under you, wipe you when you're finished and say, Tata, you're humble.
You'll never have an ego anymore. Because you're exactly like a baby on the bed, you know. You ain't going no place, you're in a cast. And at the bottom of the cast is your buttocks white and bare. You know? Everything is up here, front looks nice. And the buttocks are there, and they got to be a cheat over you. So that the next day, a patient casts your ass. And you're like, yeah. And every morning, the nurse says, good morning, Mr. Lee. Yeah, nurse. Well, please sit up, I'm going to give you a bedtime. Beautiful fascination.
How can she be ugly?
They don't allow her to be ugly in Canada. You may be tall, naturally, well structured out, but you can't look ugly. That's simply because they have to have somebody to tell the young nurse, shut up. Do you know what we do? But that's the way. But you learn humility very fast.
But that sudden return of yours wouldn't have had that kind of impact without your son, right? Without your acting for it?
Well, you know, I'm a hard-headed son of a gun. I can't learn by believing, so I guess I have to have a problem. So my Saturn return had to be wrong. But you see, the thing is, I was studying to be a priest years ago before that, and I could never accept many things about Jesus the way they describe it to me. So I was too hard-headed, even more than Brother Thomas. He's a hard-headed son of a gun. But I couldn't even accept that this is one of these things. Belief is hard, you know, you grow up with a lot of denying. But then I realized that the body is your best friend in the end. So when I fell down, conviction from Brother Jesus, now he's a great saint for the healing and blessing. You don't look at me to say, you should But it's the spoke of your eyes, that's the beautiful principle, I think. Breathe. They wouldn't give me no consolation of how to be wise if I'm stupid or anything. I want to live and breathe. That was the most obvious experience I had. Breathe. I tell you, you really realize that God is present. Not some person sitting on a throne waiting for dead people. It's already set up in you. And all the laws of physics are set up in you, but you don't realize it, you gotta go through.
No pain, no gain.
Now, you remember when you had the first big jump?
Yeah.
You caught it when you came out.
What I caught? Andrew?
Yeah.
Huh? I have to. You called me Andrew. Oh, it's supersonic. It has a little thing right here. Flip and I landed on the ground. I mean, in the water. Because it flipped in the air.
So my foot came out of it, and I go, whoa!
Yeah, I get it, and I fall down. Because my pants are in my butt. And I go to pull it down, like, ah!
Then she let go of the thing, she fall backwards. She got that block with me. She just went to the
you know the difference between the passenger and the driver. Mm-hmm. The driver gets behind the wheel and the passenger is always trying to drive out the drive.
Oh yeah.
That's life. Now you can imagine. Brother Jesus is a driver of a bigger vehicle. I may be a passenger in mine still. I'm still kidding about to learn to drive mine. So my vehicle may be a big ship. It may be a cruiser bucket. I'm learning to get into the automatic and the cruiser bucket yet. Huh? So you have a two-seater bicycle.
Two-seater bicycle.
Is that all? Not even a motorcycle yet? Could be a tricycle.
No, training wheels and roller skates. We don't know what kind of vehicle you're riding yet. Maybe I got to work with him.
Don't no feel bad. My stuff's training wheels. But I'm a
peacemaker.
Thing in the camera.
Instead of the peacemaker, but it should be called peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
Anyway, let's
finish
up the
bed. You got the brownie, yeah! Hey, you get a lot of brownie, but...
turds, as they call them. One important thing about the lines of force, tomorrow we get the unit set up to show you how to work with it. You guys are going to be working on one another. The sound waves do react at certain frequencies against your body. And at certain times of the day, you have different reactions. So, from 12 midnight to 12 midday, you have a different action. An hour from 12 in the noon to 12 midnight, you have another action. So it goes from 12 to 12 in the biological clock. So therefore, injuries to the body have different reactions to different sound waves. Biological clock controls them. In the Eastern tradition, they don't play music of the same frequency all day. They play certain music of certain frequencies at certain times of the day to create a certain balance with nature. So they call that type of music raga and ragini, meaning it's a male of positive frequencies. From midnight to midday, the frequencies are male or positive frequencies. So you can consider the first CDE as the ragas. And then from midday to midnight, the raginis are the negative or female F. G in the night time. So that's why when you play Indian music or Oriental music, you always have loud songs, deep songs in the daytime, and fine, vibrant songs toward night time. Now, music that you want to go to sleep in the evening, you don't like it loud, right? It doesn't appeal to you. You want them soft and very
set it up. So the biological clock is the way they guide themselves. So when it comes to healing your body, working with a machine, you can treat the body in the morning and in the evening. So you'll find when you treat the body in the daytime, the songs are very strong and the area, you hold them longer. In the evening, you treat the body more with the heat reaction. That's where the unit will be showing how the heat travels to them to react to the body, because the body tends to be like cool at night and hot in the morning.
Now, would that work with the ascension and the descension?
Of the lightning.
So you're working not only with this, but you're working with
the ascending
this.
And descending function of the body.
So F and G is the Ragini?
Hmm?
F and G?
Yeah.
Cooler in the afternoon?
Cool, yes, with the heat. The warmth, the machines that you'll be using, this machine that you'll be using. When we show you tomorrow how to work with it, we'll be showing that the unit does generate a heat. Now, this is not a massage unit. It's designed as a massage unit. It's got passed through the AMA and the FDA, so we don't have to worry about it. But we don't go until we're going to heal anybody, because then they're going to jump back on us. This unit is designed with a special material. When it was designed, and even when they were designed, they didn't even realize what the man had invented. He had invented a therapeutic tool that was so unique, using sound waves, and then the sound waves at a certain point of repetition converge into heat waves. And then he also developed it with what is called percussive waves. But the average person doesn't know that. So when I first got this unit and I used it and it got hot, I thought, oh, it's not a practical unit. But then I realized when I came into the actual technique of it, that the heat is one of the aspects of the company that that man on the TV tape represents. What they took this same device from the actual inventor who's gone on the cosmic vacation, the man who invented this, is on cosmic vacation. He was the teacher of that man in the TV, the Dr. Manners. They inherited a lot of the man's patents. So what they did was to separate this unit into three parts, taking one part and controlling only the sound waves, send it back into the skin. Then the next part would take the same frequency and amplify them into heat waves. So you got two big units now sold to you to buy at an excessive price. Then they come out with another little unit to amplify, whereas this unit has all three of them and can be used to work with all three of them. But you have to know how to use it. That's why we are more interested in teaching the person how to use it and have the benefit of all three functions of it. It's not a massage unit. It's a sound wave by a sonic therapeutic unit. But it must be known how to use it, you must understand the anatomy and how to utilize the heat waves. And so when we set it, then the frequencies are set, and then when it warms up, it'll resonate for a certain length of time, then you have to detach it, because it'll get warm. And most people don't know that, and they keep on doing it, then it stops. It will automatically shut off itself to compensate for the amount of heat that it builds up. But the heat that it builds up will be in the unit on the surface of this material for, let's say, 10 to 15 minutes, and it will cool down back. Then it will pick up again. So that heat, if you were to go to a therapist who is going to give you a heat treatment from certain devices, he'd spend an X amount of minutes setting up his device to build up the heat to apply it on your skin, and you wouldn't know other than that this same unit is producing the same heat. Now, I got a heat unit in my clinic. It's called a hot wax unit. If you busted up your ankle or your wrist or anything, and then you took off the cast, I'll immerse the ankle or your wrist into that hot wax,
for a few seconds and pull it off, and then let the heat work right through the skin and peel off the wax, and then the skin feels flexible again. All I did was to what? Heat up the tissue. This has got to do. Generates enough heat to soften up those pieces. So you got many activities in the unit. So tomorrow we'll go through that, lining it up, and we'll work on each other as to run
the heat created from friction?
No.
From the sound waves.
This is one.
No moving parts.
This have no moving parts.
So where is the heat generated from?
It's called cold heat.
It's heat is usually as a result of friction.
Wait a minute. Thermal heat is friction heat in a element. The element gets hot to displace of caloric reaction by the friction, and therefore you have a stove element, and it gets hot to boil the water. This doesn't do that. These are some waves passing through the unit. There are no moving parts, but the waves are constantly oscillating inside to a frequency level where heat now begins to manifest by the pressure of the frequency.
Same as ultrasound?
But it's not. It's called infrasound now. It's a transplanting of the sound and the resonance of the sound to a heat level, but it's a cold heat. It's not a burning thermal heat like an element. It'll never get that. But it'll shut off itself. You build up a certain heat, then it'll shut off. Then the unit will have to stay warm till it cools down and starts up again.
It's almost like a thermostat.
Yes. That's what sound is. It's called thermostatic, a thermal reaction.
Hmm.
It's built in the A and the B. So, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. D, A. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, what?
Do.
Good. So it cycles back at itself, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the A cycles back itself to phase off any self-destruct. So it's not a type of heat that will lead to self-destruct. It will build up a heat ratio, but sets up a convergence, recycling, and reconstructing in the same frequency. So this is nature's own way. Why we say the universe is a polarity. And a polarity is what? A trinity or a duality?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be a trinity.
It is a trinity. It has always been a trinity. I don't know where it's going to get wrong. A polarity not being a trinity. So the Eastern man called it Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. And the Western man called it Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the scientists called it like plus, minus, or neutral,
mm-hmm.
or ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't get it wrong, but the point is this. In a song frequency, it's self-converging and self-correcting. So it's already set up that your mouth is your best friend, worst enemy, best enemy, worst friend. And if you don't open it, when you talk to yourself in the public,
mm-hmm.
it's all right. But if you open your mouth and talk to yourself in the public, it'll put you away. It's all right to talk to yourself, but don't do it to the public. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You get?
I don't know if you need to get running, but you're welcome to
sit down. I don't
think
you need to get running.
Okay.
Down? Yes.
What time are we going to start tomorrow?
Well, after lunch.
What time do you take lunch?
Yeah.
What time do you be after, like after 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock? Or?
I have to listen to what she says. I don't know
if
she
can fly. Who needs to leave tomorrow?
tomorrow, right?
7:55 I have this one party. You're leaving in the evening, and you guys are leaving here?
I'm going to leave as soon as practical to leave. As sooner the better.
Yeah. Because the class can go for a couple hours. We got 2 hours.
A couple hours? Yeah. Okay, let's say 1 o'clock.
You'll be packing everything in a couple of hours, so you won't be ready.
Good.
Packing your food.
I want to ask you what this was associated with. And that's why I said it was about...
You know what, Shmucky, I totally don't touch that thing. Then the daddy pointed his finger at me like that.
Oh, about a million different occasions.
So you were pretty angry at daddy for pointing his finger at me. All right. When did it occur? How old were you when it occurred?
I've always had this habit of taking things apart and then trying to put them back together.
This particular cut.
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I don't know.
How long ago it happened?
Well, this happened a week ago.
Well, how old are you now?
34 revolutions.
Huh?
34 revolutions.
What happened at 7 years of age when your daddy confronted you? What were you pulling apart at 7 years of age? And what time did it happen?
Yes.
This happened in the evening.
All right. Okay.
Somewhere around 10, 45 to 11, which is...
Think of what happened to you when you were 7 years of age. In the evening when your daddy might have confronted you staying up all night. You didn't come in the house. You're out doing something and you didn't want to just stay there that long or whatever. Do you know any time he confronted you like that?
Think about that a little bit, 7 years of age.
A lot of us like to do it. Our own thing and stay out late. No one go to bed and go to school.
Yeah.
Good.
You didn't miss anything to the tape, watching the tape.
No, not tonight from this.
Oh.
And that's the first
wrong
point you're
going to
think
of. Sure. Yeah, please, I do. I still want the copies, but I didn't know.
Oh. So I came in later than I was supposed to?
Morning.
Yeah.
All that has to do with not listening to the day we are supposed to come in. Time of the night at his age,
right
now he broke the rules.
And
daddy's going to tell him what?
But the rules are meant to be broken.
I know that, but the point is just that your age at that time, it was not feasible for your daddy to come back.
Yeah.
You stayed out a little too late.
Sure, that probably happened.
Now you know in a can of sardines is night time.
That's funny. The fish.
You know what the sardine is?
The food that you
have.
That's
sperm.
Mm-hmm. Right, sperm confrontation.
There's like no way to avoid that cut either. It's just opening, there's a little bit of resistance, and I pull a little bit. There you go.
But it's all right. You're recognizing it, but the point is, think back of when you were told to be in the house, to do what you're supposed to do, and that's all that came up.
I'm trying to figure out what grade I was in 7 years.
It was
about
six.
I was the first or second grade then.
So, to get up and go to school with your daddy, you'd have to be imposing the rules of the house.
Yeah. The problem is, he ended up having a son that was just like him. There's no way anybody could tell him what to do, so how could he possibly tell me what to do?
Friend, I love every son that is like their daddy. Because like father, like son. Isn't that the universe?
Yeah.
It's like mother, like daughter.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
I'm just trying to crack a every night.
Oh, really?
Set up fireworks.
I kept thinking, okay, it's like China.
So
everybody's blowing off fireworks all the time.
Deal with himself.
Let me know if they have
They were always blowing out firecrackers in China.
That's why Jesus
didn't
said,
like having to deal with it.
That's
himself.
Why Jesus, Jesus, he was the example. He said, the heaven of God is like a father and two sons. The prodigal and the other one that stayed home. The prodigal abused everything and he came back. And the other brother was angry with that wife. The daddy's putting on a party for the brother. When he should be chastising him until he to get the hell out of the place.
That's the exact situation I had. My brother stayed at home and I was the one that got out. Exact opposites.
I got brothers and sisters, man. I live in the red man's land. What are they doing? So that's the name of the game.
Yeah. Brother is the exact
jerk.
Opposite of me.
That's what daddy loves, the jerks. Because why? They are jerks themselves.
Yeah.
They don't want that. They're sure you do it.
Yeah.
But you got to
want you to do it first.
Right.
Test it out. Go ahead. Try it.
You know, it's funny because I was... The first child born in my family was my brother, then myself, but I was more like my father than my brother was. As far as that went.
That's what we all learn. So it's nothing bad about it if you understand.
You
what
got all the what?
My brother got all the technical knowledge of electronics and mechanics, and I got the behavior. Well, he didn't get it all. He got the...
an electronics engineer.
Yeah.
Electrical engineer.
Who is?
Electronics technician, my brother. Travels all over the world. Just in Venezuela, then in Toronto, and now he's back in Mexico City.
Does he like traveling that much?
No.
Yeah, my brother goes to Kokomo and he hates it. He does a lot. He gets, you know, car, works on car stuff.
But I don't know who my brother takes after. He doesn't take after my father. It doesn't seem like to me.
Right. Let me point it this way. The eldest child.
That's my brother, yeah.
Never takes after the father. He always takes after grandmother or grandfather. No, grandfather.
Oh.
They never take after. A girl will take after grandmother.
Mm.
But they never take after the father or the mother. But the second child always takes after the father or the mother. Because why? The first child, the father and the mother were motivated to act out symptomatic conditions of the grandchild.
Mm.
If the second child, when they don't ease off and they feel more comfortable of having adapted to the first child, then the second child begins to be more of them.
What happens to the third?
They get more and more of them.
It gets more and more of a pain in the ass to them.
Right.
What happens to the fourth?
The fourth is this. The first child has a different type of intelligence because it's more of the grandfather.
Whether it's
second
a girl
child,
or a boy?
The second child
grandmother
is more like
girl.
The mother and the father.
Mm.
And then the fourth or last child is when they have established themselves, made a good life, look at all their kids growing up. Then the last child is spoiled like heck because why?
Mm-hmm.
He comes in being pampered the most with the best of everything, but he is a wizard. You know why he's a wizard?
Experience?
Their entire integrated consciousness of their accomplishments are all transferred to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he ain't gonna apply his wizardry until they throw him out of the house.
Mm.
Yeah,
because
he doesn't have to.
Right, exactly. And then he applies his wizardry, and he's better than all the brothers and sisters, even the others.
I've seen that.
That's basically how nature got it set up. They say the first is last, and the last is first. Because the first comes in having all the qualities to cope with the situation. The last one is pampered like heck, till he's thrown out to use his wizardry, then he comes up smelling. Being an asset to the daddy, the brother. He is my brother, younger brother, man. He's a genius.
And the second?
The second one is daddy's manager. Daddy has more confidence in him to manage the business. Mom has more confidence in her to manage the place. So that's usually the second system.
And the last one is the pampered one. That's interesting.
But you know what's joking? This. The last child. Is that the dad's favorite or the mom's favorite?
Mom's favorite.
Mom's favorite.
Right. Gotta be the mom's favorite.
Correct.
Oh, I've seen it in real life. I've witnessed it.
I've lived it.
It's true.
Witnessed
it. I think in most most of the initiates that I met, they're like deposited in their family, the whole rest of their family is another way. Of course they've carried on a certain amount of traits, but you know, I have met some families, like their monk and daughter and you know, wife's relatives that are initiates, but in the most case, initiates don't.